Planet 2.0 Radio. Hey, what's going on, guys? Hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for tuning in to Planet 2.0 Radio. This is your host, Darren, on the air. Just want to give everyone a nice, warm welcome. For those of you that are new listeners, returning listeners, any type of listener. So, sports, nutrition, as well as mixed martial arts has been around for quite a while, especially in my life. I've been a martial artist most of the percentage of my life, as well as I haven't known too much about nutrition until I was about 16, 17 years old. I used to be really fat and chunky, and I didn't know much. I moved here to America when I was young with my parents, and we didn't know much. We didn't know much what was good for you, what was bad for you. And we thought having McDonald's or Burger King was good for you, because most people don't understand that it is bad for you, genetically modified foods, to a certain point. Most people don't know that, and most people don't know you're supposed to have 5 to 6 small meals a day, but if you can't get 2,000 calories in, you should have it in a couple sittings, like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But these are the things I had to figure out on my own through my life, as well as when I turned about 16, 17 years old, I figured out that nutrition is key to success, to have a body. So about when I was 16, 17 years old, I had a turning point in my life where I used to be really chunky. I remember this was in 9th grade. I used to be about 200 pounds. I was pretty short. And I was 200 pounds. I had weight problems a lot of my life. And I remember one time I packed my own lunch. It was like an ultimate fatty's dream. I had like a whole bag of beef jerky. I had a big bag of chips of Lay's, probably some Gatorade, stuff that I really didn't need. But I was a martial artist at that time, but I was an overweight one. And I was really young, though. That's the difference. So I remember one day my lunch got stolen, and that was the turning point in my life. Some two guys stole my lunch, and for some reason something clicked in my head. Was like, Darren, you got to shape up, you got to change your ways, you got to do what you need to do. So I did, and I started eating right, eating the right foods. I actually went to go see a nutritionist. Really didn't help much, but I saw a nutritionist, and I changed my diet. I tweaked it a little bit, and the rest I kind of figured out on my own, my diet and what it is today. So I've been tweaking my diet ever since I was about 16, 17 years old, trying to figure out which one works the best for weight cutting as well as training, because back then I used to train a completely different style of martial arts. And It's very different and very difficult, because a lot of the time, if you train a certain style of martial arts, and when some people really don't care about their weight or really aren't inspired, or there's not many people around you that are really buff and fit, it's really hard for you to become inspired or even realize and know how to know nutrition and what about it and this and that and that. The one thing that really inspired me was getting into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because a lot of the guys are already fit. They have a six-pack. I mean, you got to be fit. You got to have really good cardio when you train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You really do. And that's one of the main purposes why it really inspires me to train for a tournament, which is coming up pretty soon. So it's really inspiring for not only me, for everyone around them. So I've heard so many nutritional tips, and some people, they give me tips and it's like, why do you even give me tips? These are some things that I really hate about some people that think they know nutrition, but they really don't. One time in my life, I remember in high school, I was out of high school, and I was a teacher somewhere, and some kid said something about nutrition, what's the best thing for you to eat, and I was like, I don't know, like, I acted all stupid and everything, and he said, a meal replacement shake, And in my head, I was like, I don't want to argue with this guy. I mean, he was pretty chunky. I think he was a football player at that time. But he was chunky. He wasn't like fit. He was chunky. He was bulky. Didn't really look like he had muscle. He was bulky. And I hate it when somebody like that gives you nutritional or tries to give you nutritional tips. Because, like, even me, like, I won't give someone nutritional tips unless they ask me. And I actually didn't ask anyone for nutritional tips. He was like, straight up, he was like, you know what the best thing for you to eat is? Meal replacement shake. But honestly, I've had meal replacement shakes. I don't like them because it makes me feel full. I don't like to feel full at first. Firstly, my body doesn't do well with meal replacement shakes because it's a lot of the time it has might be processed stuff, which processed stuff your body can't actually absorb the nutrients correctly if you have something that isn't pure or at its purest form or even natural. So there are things that are bad for you and there are things that are good for you. Not all nutritionists know what exactly you should have for your body. Most of the information I have found online was online and through books. I mean, look, one of the best things you can have, for those of you that don't know, one of the best things you can have, the most natural thing you can have after a workout, chocolate milk. Organic chocolate milk. It has the right amount of protein, right amount of sugars, right amount of fats, just for you to have a recovery after a workout. I normally buy a whole bunch of, I don't buy the little cartons. I normally buy a big carton of organic chocolate milk because it's much cheaper than the little cartons, which cost a dollar. And that's one of the best things for you to actually have. For those of you that don't know too much about nutrition, that's one of the best things for you to have. I mean, there are other things you can have. You can always have whey protein and almond milk. Whey protein has gone thick and thin, always done its job properly. You know, whey protein is excellent for the body. It's a fast-acting protein. Right after you're done working out, get straight into the bloodstream. I think it takes about 15 minutes for it to digest in the body. So whey protein is really good for you. There's a bunch of different things that you can have. You can always have a post-workout protein. I know on DPS Nutrition, I think dpsnutrition.net, they have something called 2-1-1, which is a great supplement I used to take. It's kind of expensive, but if you guys are looking for discounted nutrition stuff, I mean, there's a lot you can have after you work out. These things I had to figure out and learn on my own, as well as had help when I was about 18 years old when I became a bodybuilder. I had help from my personal trainer at that time. So he helped me a lot through nutrition and what I should eat, what I shouldn't eat. For instance, most people don't know microwave meals are bad for you. I used to have them. I used to be about 150 pounds and I would only have one a day. Some people have every meal is microwave meals. The problem with microwave meals is that it contains too much sodium for your body, and sometimes it's hard for your body to absorb the nutrients from the actual food. Because of the sodium content or salt content, quote unquote, it's really hard for your body to absorb 100% of the nutrients. It might only absorb 40 or even 30% of the nutrients that you'll actually be getting. And sometimes it doesn't even absorb that much. If any of you work out and you sweat, sometimes if you actually have those microwave meals, your sweat might actually smell bad because you're not getting good nutrients for the body. Good nutrients for the body, some of the best food you can eat. Now, I'm not going to tell you fish or chicken is the best food you can eat. No, it's all up to your diet and what type of workout you're doing. If you want some size, you want to get bulky, of course, you're going to have to eat, get lean, but you're going to have to eat chicken. You're definitely going to have to eat beef. That's one thing that'll help you put on some size. Fish, I mean, these are lean things for you to have, but, you know, these are some good nutrients. Now, I'm not talking about go to the store and buy the first thing that you see, of beef or chicken. No, some of the best things you can have. If you have some extra cash, I mean, look, go ahead, go get some, you know, chicken breasts, organic. Organic is always the best, because if it says natural, a lot of the time companies can get away with some certain things if it's natural. If it's stamped organic, a lot of the time it has to be monitored by the FDA, I think it's the Food, Drug, and Administration, or the FDA. It has to be monitored and make sure that it doesn't contain any of those crap nutrients. So organic is normally the best for your body. If you really can't afford organic chicken breast, go for the chicken thighs. It has a little bit more fat, but hey, you know, at least it's a little bit cheaper. Chicken thighs is always a little bit cheaper way of a diet, and you can always get a tub of whey protein. For those of you that want a cheap diet, the very, very, very good cheap diet is go ahead, buy a bunch of chicken thighs and the biggest tub of whey protein that you can find. Now, whey protein isolate is normally the best whey protein you can get, because it doesn't contain a lot of sugars that are bad for you. Whey protein isolate or natural whey protein, those are the number two top, I would say, especially works for me, the best proteins on the market. There are other whey proteins. There's hydrolyzed whey and a whole bunch of other types of whey, but I don't really like those other ways. It's all up to you, and working with your diet, working with it, seeing what works best. When I use whey protein, I like to put almond milk, because it has a really good amount of sugars. It contains really good amount of sugars. That's good for your body right after a workout, so I don't have to have a rice cake or anything like that. Because right after you work out, you normally need a certain amount of protein and carbohydrates to replenish the muscles that you have torn. And a lot of people don't know this. When you work out, you tear the muscles, and you have to replenish it with food. Normally, exercising is about 30%, and then 70% diet for the day. So bodies are ripped in the gym and built in the kitchen. So a lot of the time, you should not slack off when it comes to dieting. Don't be like, oh, you know what, today I'm just gonna cheat. No, if you're gonna have something, or if you feel like cheating, you should have like a micro thing, whatever it might be, spit it out if you can, or even have a tiny drop of whatever it might be if you feel like cheating. Don't cheat. Work on that effort. Work harder on diets. Because look, I've been working on my body for a long time, and it's taken a long time to get where I am today. A lot of hard work, sweat, blood, tears, and dedication. And that's how it works in life. It doesn't come from, oh, I'm just going to sit on my ass all day and watch TV. No, you have to get up on the weekend. If you don't work on the weekends, make your food on the weekends. Prepare them for the week if you don't have time during the week. Do the right thing, what's good for your body. Rome wasn't built in a day, neither was your body. If you want that body of a god, or whatever you want to call it, you want a beach body, you got to get up. You got to work hard. Don't miss a day. Don't miss a day of your workout. Don't miss a day of your nutrition. Follow a good nutrition plan. If you have to go see a nutritionist because you don't want to do the research, go see a nutritionist. But I recommend searching online. There's a ton of information online for you. I'm not the best nutritionist out there. I don't have a degree in nutrition, but I've done the research. And I know that there's a crap ton of information out there for you. So do it. Get to it now. Don't wait. Don't put off what you can do today, tomorrow. If you say, oh, I'm going to work out Monday, blah, 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 blah. No, don't. If you don't have anything to do on a Thursday and you're feeling better, work out Thursday. Because the longer you put it off, the longer chances you have of not getting that body. It's hard work, dedication, and I can't do it for you. You have to do it yourself. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. There's a ton of information online for you. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I just wanted to inspire people, let people know about what I am now. And now I'm actually at 170. I'm trying to cut down to about 165 for the tournament coming up pretty soon. So hopefully I know I'll get there soon. So thanks guys for tuning in to Planet 2.0 Radio. And I'll see you next time, guys, all right?
Thanks for tuning in to Planet 2.0 Radio. See you next time.